All right, here we are back again with a new podcast. This one's coming late today instead of the morning, but a podcast for the day nonetheless. And today was a good day. I say a good day. It's easy for me to say that because of the results of my day, but the fact is that it's a good day because God is good and God is faithful. But regardless, getting into the point, two things. One, just thinking about the day before last night. I was playing with the pastor's kids and the pastor's oldest daughter. She said a few things that just triggered me like crazy. And it's embarrassing and shameful for me to admit and verbalize out loud, but like she's just a girl, and she just said some innocent things, and my flesh just so hungry and so corrupt and so selfish that it jumped on that. It just like, that's what I wanted, that's what I needed, and just ran with that. So much so that there I was playing cards, you know, with the pastor's kids in the basement. And I pulled out my phone and I started searching some stuff. And here I am with a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 11-year-old. And there's me and my flesh just in control. And I stopped for a bit and I set my phone down to play my round of cards. And just that moment of stopping, it's like, I was like, what the heck? What am I doing? Are you kidding me? Is this how desperate and corrupt and ugly and manipulative and selfish and just, I don't know what the word is. I just think of someone who just does whatever they can to take advantage of whoever they can. I was like, I can't, this is not right. And so just that short, just how quickly when I'm not alert, how so quickly the flesh can jump up and just take control. So that was last night. But today was really cool. I actually, I was talking with my dad. I went on a walk and I was talking with my dad and we were talking about, he asked me what my greatest fear for the summer was. And I told him my greatest fear is to let lust cripple me. We were talking about why it's crippling, how dangerous it is. Told dad I'm willing to do whatever it takes to defeat lust. And he said, well, you know, some people make themselves eunuchs because they're desperate and they believe that's the only solution. And he said they feel that way because they're not in community. And I asked that, I was like, so is the solution to defeating lust to just increase community, just continually increase and increase? And he said, that's one of them. And I asked him, I was like, so how do I find someone who's that committed to me? And what he said next just blew my mind, as he always does. Dad said, in order to find someone who's that committed to you, you need to first be that committed to them. I was like, oh my gosh. That's so true. And that's really what this podcast is all about, is finding 12 other men and committing to them, us committing to each other, saying, hey, I'm committed to you guys. And along with that, Dad and I just talked about abiding in Christ, whether that be through sing-song, whether that be through prayer, reading of scripture, through community, whatever that means of abiding in Christ is, to be doing that constantly so that when we're presented with lies, that we are surrounded by truth and we recognize those as lies and we throw those off. So, man, that was just very shortly what God is doing in my life, teaching me, convicting me, in perfect timing because Isaac is calling. So I am I'm excited for what God's doing. Slow but steady change that he's doing in my heart. And the commitment that I have to whatever 12 other men God wants to bring in my life. So, hi, Michael David Abdo, and committed to doing whatever it takes to defeat lust once and for all and to help 12 other men experience lasting victory over their lust. All of this for our joy, for the benefit of others, and to the glory of God. All right, this has been, I don't know, is this the fourth episode of the Abolition Movement podcast? I don't even know. But that is a wrap for tonight. Take care, my friends, and I will talk to you tomorrow.